HarperCollins presents All the Beautiful Girls by Elizabeth J. Church. Read by Catherine Fenton. Dance when you're broken open. Dance if you've torn the bandage off. Dance in the middle of the fighting. Dance in your blood. Dance when you're perfectly free. Rumi.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Lily Decker. Chapter 1. The line of Aunt Tate's jaw was fierce and unyielding, like a hammered steel length of railroad track. But her eyes were soft and puffy from furtive crying. "You can keep what you can carry," she said, and handed 8-year-old Lily a cardboard box. Lily stared into the shadows of the empty box as if it held answers to all of the mounting uncertainties that frightened her. It was June 1957, and Uncle Miles and Aunt Tate were in Lily's house in Salina, Kansas, picking through things like crows at the town dump. Lily wanted for them to leave everything the same as it was before, not to move her father's copy of Andersonville from the nightstand, or her big sister Dawn's toothbrush and pink pajamas with the elephants that danced and wore silly hats. Mama's dresser scarf should not be folded and packed in a box, and her hat with the white netting should not be wrapped in tissue paper and tucked away.